come back from an intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision.
To a special edition of KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world.
Arsenal Football Club. Arsenal players. Not even the club. Arsenal players. It ain't good enough. You might need to play this in the changing rooms. It ain't good enough. It ain't good enough. I hope you man are listening. Whether you're in a group of four, or a group of two, or you're one up, going home from training, or whatever. I hope you're listening to this. It's not good enough. It's not been good enough for the last decade. But you see today, that was it. That was it. Bellerin. I hope you're listening to this. When you first came to the club, I was like, cool. Prospect, Spanish, likes to bomb forward. But brother, come on, man. You need to defend, cuz. Like, what is this? The goal Salah scored, like, what's this, cuz? What is that? Don't tell me that's a mistake and we're meant to forgive and forget, and then and then the next 2 weeks later you do the same thing again. Like what's going on? We want to know what's going on. I'm pausing because we want to know what's going on. Ask yourself or tell your teammates or whatever what is going on. Play this in the changing rooms. What is going on, Bellerin? That's like League One material. That's where I was. I expected them man to do that. Not the highest end of the fucking Premier League. You're at the one of the... Nah, cuz. You're at one of the top four clubs. You're taking me for a dickhead, bruv. You're at one of the top four clubs in the Prem. Top five, whatever you want to say. I'm not even bantering club. I'm not... Nah, cuz. I've gone. I'm triggered. Because... It's like you man ain't getting paid. Are you man getting paid? Play this in the changing rooms. Are you man getting paid? Ask, but like I said, ask Mertesacker, ask Monreal, ask Ramsey. Something has to go on here. Something has to, like, what's going on? Am I getting paid on time? We want to know. I'm emotional. Man want to know if you're getting paid on time. Are you getting paid on time? We want to know. Because by the looks of things, it looks like pay's late, cuz. And the girl's stressing at home, and bills are getting paid late on time, and whatever. It can happen just at a different scale. You can be on the same road as a poor man, but be rich. And just be brass every month. Come on, man. Really and truly, cuz. Yeah? After Salah took the ball and then went past you, like really and truly, you ain't go boom. You're fastest. You're one of the fastest in the club. Theo, probably, Ox, you. You man can kick. Cuz where was the pace? Where was your pace when Salah was going through, cuz? Where was your pace? Cuz I'm triggered. Like, what are you man listening to in the changing rooms? Drew Hill, what are you man listening to in the changing rooms, cuz? Because it's coming like it's soft, cuz. Turn it up, put some Harlem Spartans on someone, put some 6-7 trim gigs, DMX, do something. Put something hard on. We need to be hard when we're out there. We're too soft.
I've had enough of Ozil, cuz. I've had enough of him. He's getting into my skin. He's getting into my skin, cuz. Cuz it's like he just don't care. And I'm looking at the situation and I'm looking like, right, there's millions of boys out there. I'm saying boys, girls, because obviously I'm just going off today's game. That would love to have my man's talent and do the thing and rare. And I'm just looking at the thing and thinking, you are a waste, man, cuz.
Like, there's actually, you've got nothing to actually complain about, cuz. Like, what in life have you got to complain about? You tell me. What in life have you got to complain about? I've seen your crib. I've seen your whips. I've seen all of that. This is what I'm trying to say. Are you, man, getting paid? Our mortgage is being paid late because flipping the club's not paying, man. I don't know, cuz. We need to know, though. Because it just coming like something's wrong, cuz. Don't you want to play for Wenger? Someone needs to come out and say something, because really and truly, the club's bigger than everybody. And it could be settled if man just come out and just flipping diagnose the problem and man can get to it, sort it out and get on with the season. Because right now, the season is looking West Hamish, cuz. It's looking tense right now. And I'm looking at United on 9 points and thinking, boy, we can't catch them already. Like, Welbeck, like, really and truly, bruv. Like, you come across as a nice guy and all that. So I don't really want to corn you like that. Even though you fully deserve it, cuz. Oh, my life, cuz, you were shit today. Oh, my life. It was like, you know that when I said, I tweeted, I said, you look, it's like it's rugby league when you're in the box. Because I'm looking at the team, I'm thinking, but. Sure, when you get in a box, man's got to be composed, calm themselves down, and either lash it in. When I say lash, I don't mean like recklessly. I mean blast it in, if you want to take it back to old school. Or be precise. Curl it, place it. You're doing some next thing, cuz. Martin old fire thing just jumping around in their last ends, cuz. I'm like, rah. I'm looking at the thing and I'm thinking, as soon as I do that, I went Google. I said, how much is he getting paid? Welbeck's salaries. It's just mad, cuz. Play this in the change room. I don't care, cuz, if you might feel away. This is how I'm seeing it. What is going on? Are you lot getting paid? Because this is the only thing I know that's going to offset a baller. And this, oh, the manager, you just hate the manager. It's either one of them two things. It can't be you, man, a shit like this. You can't be this shit. Nah, man, I'm not having... I've had enough of him. Holding, I've had enough of you. Play this in the changing room. I've had enough of you, Holding. They need to sell you to Cambridge or Luton. They have had enough of you. You, I've had enough of. Whatless. Disgrace. Sickening defending. But you should be jailed. The thing I'm thinking, rah. But I'm sure we had Pennant like nearly 15 years ago or something. And now we've got Ox. But we wanted to get rid of Pennant. But we want to give Ox 180 grand a week. Supposedly. And to top it off with spice and sprinkles, my man rejected the fucking contract like some flowers, some dickheads, cuz. He rejected the contract like we're some dickheads, like there's just better options out here for him for flipping go to. Now I'm triggered. Oh my God. Now my other, cuz, you see Ox, you see you. Cuz, I don't even want to say what I'll do to you if I saw you, cuz, I swear down. Because you're taking the club for a dickhead. Real life, you're taking Arsenal Football Club for pricks. You, flipping, what's his name? Oxlade-Chamberlain. Bruv. Ah, mate. I looked at the team sheet and I'm just thinking, no Lacazette. And I'm thinking, bruh, like, how can it be no Lacazette? Do you get me? Man just paid M's for Lacazette. How can there be no Lacazette? So then I've got to look at Steve Bold. And I can't even look at Wenger. Because Wenger's never really been a baller, bluff. Yeah? I've got to look at man around him and his staff and look at the ballers in there and think, Steve Bold, bruv. If you was at the back and you just paid M's for a man, for instance, you was at the back and you just bought Ian Wright. 2 games into the season. He's bagged. The ratio's there. He can top it and be good. Yeah? Steve Bold. Wouldn't you want him up front if you're at the back? It makes your day a little bit more easier as well. You're putting Welbeck up front, cuz. Martin O'Fire up front for Arsenal Football Club. You, man, must be on some Illuminati thing to bring down the club and crunk it up too, because we need to shut Xhaka by Thursday. By Thursday, he needs to be at the club. Play this in the changing rooms. Every man sit down. I'm going to address this. Sit down. Wenger 2, sit the fuck down, bruv. Sit down. Yeah? Because you might not know what this fucking means, cuz. Yeah? Sit down, every man, sit down. This is Arsenal Football Club, bruv. Wenger before you. Yeah? I grew up in the George Graham days. Forget the bundles and all them brown paper bags and all that. I grew up in the George Graham days, cuz. Yeah? Before you, Wenger. Yeah? We grew up with heart, bruv. Heart. We had heart, bruv. You weren't pussy holding us off. You might beat us. We weren't going to win the league every year and this, that and the other. But you wasn't pussy holding us off. And every man was pulling the same rod. The same way. One man, one guy left, and the next man was going right. Do you know what I mean, Sanchez? One man, one guy left, and another man weren't going right. Every man was pulling in the same direction. Steve Bold knows what I'm talking about. Maybe couple man behind the scenes know what I'm talking about. Yeah? We had passion, even in defeat. If it came to it, we'll kick down a man, cuz. Yeah? That's what I grew up Arsenal to be, being. Yeah? And catch man on a break and fist him. That's what I grew up Arsenal to being. Man couldn't get in our defence. Bold. Adams. Linegan. Winterburn, Dixon, you couldn't get in there. It was fucking long. Now we have you. Cause, look, you came back today. You came back today. You was back today. First game back. 4 goals. Dickhead. Dickhead, cause. You're shit. Frank LeBoeuf was better than you. And he was shit. I rinsed him every week. Every day. You're dead, cause. You're dead. Sanchez. Yeah? Let me tell you something, bruv. Yeah? You can either go, bro. Yeah? And thank you for what you've done. Yeah? And all of that. Yeah? Or you can stay. Yeah? And don't look like you're a one-man team and look in sympathy and all this shit. Needless attention, bruv. Needless attention. I can't even talk to Wenger because Wenger was never a baller. Steve Bold. Boldy. Why did we switch it up and all that at half-time, cuz? Why are we waiting like all 10, 15 minutes after half-time? What's the point? Put them on a half-time. You should have been telling man to warm up 15 minutes before half-time. Yeah, tell man they're going on and do something. You put man on, or a couple man on, 15 minutes, 20 minutes after. And I'm like, is this guy serious, cuz? Like, are you actually, is this for real, cuz? This is mental, cuz. It just looks crazy from the outside. Like everybody wants to leave Arsenal. Everybody wants to, it coming like everyone, Ozil, Sanchez, Ox, who else? Who else is there? Mustafa, you piece of dog shit, cuz. Are you mad? We bought you for 30 M's or 35 M's and you done nothing. No, goal line clearance, nothing you done. You were shit. I hope we get rid of you. You go to a third division tier in Germany. Prick. That performance there, looks like we need about 8 or 9 players before Thursday. I need to get rid of 10 fucking understand where our heads are at. This has been KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world.